Hello, and welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Binkhood. And we have some very fun topics for tonight.
This one, yes.
Like
yes,
the
we
new
do.
Product from Apple. It's called the iBook, which has just been released. So, yeah. I don't know about you, iBook? That sounds like a fun device. Doesn't it? Red,
I mean, the thing is, Red Hood, I mean, you know, I have a
what?
View on this.
No.
I kind of have a view on this. The view really should be, what do you do when your magical thing isn't working?
I don't know.
You throw it in any river which way possible.
Okay.
Create a bird?
You what?
Right, you're
then you got yourself
a brick.
Then you got yourself a flying eye brick.
Well,
Yeah, and don't the eye bricks come into very nice colors too? Don't they? From my understanding?
Apparently, they come in two different shades of black.
They come in really. They come in really cool colors like gold, silver,
like rose gold,
charcoal, you know,
gold.
That kind of thing.
Jet black.
Jet black. Yeah, the one thing that people don't really want to think about when they have phones. The potential of them bricking. Isn't that a bit of a...
I mean, the 12... I mean, the potential of bricking is really up to the user, isn't
what?
It? The potential of them bricking. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
I don't know.
I think you'd go into a store like Verizon or Walmart or, you know, any store and say, what's your most high functioning thing? You know, do you like a solid brick or a phone that works? To the salesman, you go to the salesman, and you say,
right.
You explain your plight. You say. Listen, I don't want a Samsung that goes boom, because I've heard they go boom, and when you go boom, well,
right,
they spontaneously
can either be
destruction.
Yeah, destruction all the way. I mean,
spontaneously combusting.
I mean, spontaneously combusting. Come on, you know, I mean, how many things? You know, how many incidents explosions do we have to, you know, have? You know, one the thing is that now they have to replace all the phones. You know, there's even YouTube there's even YouTube coverage 2 days ago by World's Hottest News, which is probably an expose or something like that. You know, all around the world, are saying, "This just in. Breaking news. We have an We have an exploding iPhone. Unfortunately, it wasn't wired." It's like saying, you know, "Was your bag properly was your bag properly checked at the airport?" You know. What?
Right.
To be brutally honest.
What, right.
You know, what do you, what in all of God's green earth do you have to, you know?
Right.
Do.
Right. Yeah. It's almost like, so you want your phone to break.
You could.
No, you don't want your phone. You don't want your phone to break. But when it breaks. So, I can only imagine what the self-destruct features are.
Oh, no. Could you imagine what the self-destruction features are? Could you? I mean, literally, press 1 if you like a, if you're in a bus. Press 2 if you're in a plane. Press 3 if you pass the 9/11, you know, rules. Press 4 if you automatically want to have your liver changed and want to have a doctor pull it out of your butt. It's almost like, did you know? Did
right.
I know? You know, did you know? No!
Right, like, so what's going on? What's going on? Shit.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. You know.
So is this supposed to happen? No. 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 I don't think so. No. This is wrong. This is bad. Shit. Yes, but all those good when Apple is making money, too.
I mean, Apple is making money, but they're also making a comeback, which is obviously not the best thing, you know. Not the best thing.
Right.
And then in time,
right,
you know.
Right, people aren't expecting their phones to break. So then when they break, what are they supposed to do? Oh, yeah. You have to do things to prevent it from breaking. How do you do that?
Like, how do we prevent things from breaking? Like,
without,
It just happens.
Right. How do
it's
we
like,
know?
We
right. should think about. We should think about.
It's
a,
like how do you prevent an earthquake?
You can't.
You can't.
You know.
It's kind of. You can't.
But that's. It gets even more
you
interesting.
You really can't.
How do you name an earthquake? You know. How does that?
Right.
Happen? You know.
Right. But it's like, so you have to make it known? Oh, and don't we have to move on to another topic that relates to speechless and how groundbreaking it is?
Yes, the favorite show, Speechless. I mean, this thing is going to be huge. We hope it's huge. I contacted their publicity department, and we have rumors. I mean, I did put a request to have them on the show, but the thing about
right.
Speechless, it's a new show about upward mobility, and the best thing about it is that it's getting everybody talking. And it's going through several polls,
which is
and what it's really
a
like.
Great thing.
Yeah. It's where comedy meets therapy, and the fact is that the plot centers around a really interesting thing. It's based on his life growing up, that includes his brother who has special needs, his own life. And he said that it's gotten even easier and easier and farther away, and I've gotten from my actual experience.
Let's just hope this lasts longer than one season.
I mean, we're hoping. I mean, I'm hoping. It seems like it has a great cast.
The cast is great. I would hope it does. Because we also can't forget that Born This Way is also has received an Emmy for the quality of the series. And I could see bigger things going with Speechless too, because if Born This Way could get an Emmy nod, who's to say Speechless won't be in the same position there?
But I mean, the challenge for writing is that there's never been a show like this on television that's been in the mainstream. I mean, you're not going to find it. The closest you're going to probably find is people making fun of it. You know, and there hasn't been
versus
somebody. There hasn't been anybody who has made a dent this big in a long time, I think. I mean, what do you think, Pinkham?
And it's rightfully, and it's their time to shine. It's their time, it's time for a series of this nature to come out, to let it be known, let it be put out there. To
it looks
have
promising.
That ability. Yeah.
I mean, the best
you
thing I
think you can't deny
about,
what.
No, we're not going to deny it. I mean, the guy, the person who plays JJ was in Labor Day, which is in 2013
mm-hmm.
with Kate Winslet. And
right.
If that was in 2013 and this is 6 years later.
Wait, 2013?
Yes.
It's only been three.
Yeah, 3 years ago. You know, you gotta.
This is means very big things for the cast, for the series, for it as a whole. Not to only will they be given a chance to shine, but given a shot to really bring up a topic that has, which has a need to be brought up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is one of those things that I find are pretty cool, you know. That it's gonna bring out a lot of people. But perhaps the most important aspect is that it centers around what Silvestri wanted to depict accurately, and it set up unique challenges that face a family with special needs. I think the only other thing that really brings this out is the A word, which is over on the BBC. Which deals with autism. So,
right.
I think, you know, Driver said, as a mother, it's inherited the title of advocacy. You have to advocate for your child on a daily basis. but, you know, the...
Right, yeah.
But the impulse, you know, the impulses on the show are really funny. I mean, often abrasive, but really funny. I mean, the best, it has edges and angles that, you know...
Honestly, when you think of, when it comes to people with disabilities, our lives are not exactly PC or PC.
Like Sylvester says, not everything has to be pretty. I was looking for a different kind of wish fulfillment.
Oh yeah.
You know, not everything has to be. It has to be this way for camera.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, I could tell you this much: if this podcast ever went
right
on camera, they wouldn't see much. You know, they wouldn't. We don't have a studio. We don't have the. But it's
right,
a great thing.
Right. We are.
It's a great thing. It's a good thing. And people should be proud. I mean,
it's
last time.
It's a thing for us.
You were saying anything good?
We are proud of who we are. We see us. And for us, with things coming down the pipeline for AMC Press and Co., we have a lot of things going on that
we can't talk about
Guess
on air, but
we have a very big
lots
announcement,
of stuff.
Which
lots of things going
since
on.
Since we're discussing TV, let's give the big announcement. Since we're
no,
on
we're
the
waiting.
Topic of TV. Does anybody
right.
know the person who played Mr. Feeny, Kit, who was in St. Elsewhere, along with his wife?
Mm-hmm. And he is going
we,
to be on the show.
We are
going
to have
a on chance. The podcast.
Yes. So tune
and,
in.
So,
and definitely tune in to
and,
hear William Daniels.
And definitely...
Bonnie Bennett.
Yeah.
Bonnie Bartlett.
Oh, dear.
Bonnie Bartlett.
My bad.
Bonnie
Dennett.
Bartlett.
Here she goes again.
I'm sorry. Very... A lot of... It's very bad with the Bs. There's so many B names.
But I'm gonna say this is that if you want your questions and you are hearing this tomorrow, okay? I'm gonna be very explicit. We are not bringing our characters with us. We feel that every guest who comes on the show deserves to know us for us. So do our viewers. So anytime we do interviews like this, you know, everybody knows as Red Hood. Yes, you can submit questions. Please submit them online through our Facebook or through our Twitter. Do not call in.
And also, if you have the chance to email, you can email the submissions that... through submissions.amcpress@gmail.com. That's submissions.amcpress@gmail.com. And I apologize for messing up Bonnie Bartlett's last name. It's just a lot of names to think about. A lot of topics. A lot of things going on.
And a lot of things going on that really will impact the show. We have We have some new staff. We have new people coming on the show, new blood. So we have a lot of things that we cannot discuss and we will not discuss on air. But we are going to tell you that people have submitted. There will be applications and we will have a website very soon. In the meantime, keep checking the Facebook. We see you.
At some point.
Yeah, we see you. We see all of you. We see your messages.
And also you guys. And also, if you would like to find us on our old site, it's amspress.wordpress.com, which is up and running. If you go to our Facebook, we will be there. Everything will be there. It's just taking a bit of time to get our new official website off the ground. So until that time comes, we're using that. So
yeah, and you know,
so
we are always we're always contactable through Facebook. The best way to get us is through Facebook. The best way to apply for us is, well, you know, contact, emailing us, and that's like contact.amcpress@gmail.com. We will see all your emails and we will respond back. It either will be one of us or will be our office worker. But, you know, we will have stuff and we're really excited to bring you all this stuff. We will finally, hopefully, be on iTunes come the new season. That's good news. Because,
let's get going on our next topic, Redhead.
Yes. Exploding
as
phones,
topic
right?
Is going to leave people with a. the exploding phones.
The exploding phones.
Become a.
The amazing exploding Samsung Galaxy phones.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing that these things will, you know, they should come with a warning package. A warning package, what did they say? Dear user, please, do not charge me. I will self-combust. If I self-combust, you will not have any way to contact your people. Now, the only thing stopping me from you, in charging your phone is, anything in Florida.
But also, with the factors of charging phones, isn't people supposed to be able to charge their phones without their cars or things blowing up?
Oh, no, that's not allowed.
Isn't that one of the things that
it's not allowed, but at the same time, they are literally replacing everybody's phone. I find this pretty funny because this hasn't happened to the brick yet, but, you know, what do you think, Johnny? You're the techie expert.
Them Samsung, that's something else. Those Samsung phones is exploding.
But what is your view?
Samsung is now Boom Phone. Should be called Boom Phone.
The phone that literally blows up.
Boom in the sense of it goes boom.
And it goes boom.
Yes.
And boom goes the dynamite.
And boom goes everything.
I wonder if Samsung figured out that they have a self-destruct feature in their Samsung Galaxy phones.
Yeah, right.
Or didn't they?
Possibly.
Yes, but quite frankly, that would mean a lot of things to a lot of people.
Right. So, we will see you next week for another episode. And after our interview with William Daniels and Bonnie Bartlett, we will now continue and be in our sixth season. Yeah, we will be in our sixth season, and we have a lot to share. So until then, we will bid you good night, and we'll see you then.
See you Monday.
Yep, see you Monday. Good night.
Dad.
Good night. Night.